Good morning. Welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Russ M., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Norristown, PA. Today is Friday, July 17th, 2026, and today we're reading from the Big Book and We Agnostics, page 52, the third paragraph, starting with, "When we saw others solve their problems," ending with, "But the God idea worked," and we're going to share on just that little paragraph. All right, our readers, for the steps, we have Tenzin P. For the traditions, we have Anne Marie M. Reading the text and sharing is Elizabeth B. Page 164 is Jane S. The backup reader is Devorah S. Newcomer greeter is Susan S.H. And our second hour host is Robin L. Our share ID for yesterday, Thursday, July 16th, 2026, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 23,639. That's 23,639. And a 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,640. 23,640. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There's no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And Tenzin P. is going to start us off with the 12 steps of OA.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Tenzin P. checking in from New York. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought to prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you very much. Wishing everyone a blessed day.
Thanks, Tenzin. Next up is Anne Marie M. with the tradition.
Good morning, everyone. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in OA matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
All right. Thanks, Anne Marie. Thank you, Tenzin, for your service. Power Meeting Works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your share to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. So today we're back in We Agnostics on page 52, and we're reading and sharing on the third paragraph, starting with when we saw others solve their problems, ending with but the God idea did. And Elizabeth B. is going to read and start the meeting off with a share.
Hi, good morning. My name is Elizabeth B., and I'm reading. And I am a recovered compulsive overeater. When we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, we had to stop doubting the power of God. Our ideas did not work, but the God idea did. Three little sentences packed with all sorts of images and essentially the what this whole program is about. I have been coming to A Vision for You for at least 5 years, and this is one of the first times I've ever added my voice to the mix. Most of you all are so familiar to me, and I have been listening as I've worked my program to other people's ideas about what a belief in a higher power means. There are a couple of words in this small paragraph that really stood out to me. One of the words is reliance. I came into this program incredibly defiant. In fact, I came into the world incredibly defiant. I did not want to follow the rules. I did not want to believe what you believed. And when I would go to church, I would always look for the loophole, and I doubted the power of God. And what that did for me is that it separated me. It separated me from myself. It separated me from others. And it certainly separated me from an idea of God, the idea that there would be something greater than me that I could connect to. So I stayed small and reliant on myself and defiant to anything anybody else had to say to me. So I turned to food to feel better. And I turned to bulimia in order to keep my body a size where I would not stand out, so I could look normal. But inside, I was far from normal. I was terrified. I was terrified of the world and people, and certainly knew nothing about surrendering to a power greater than myself. Until finally, after 30 years of binging and purging, over-exercising, and ending up in the hospital 3 times, I was not able to do it by myself anymore. And
that's time.
Thank you. And so finally, I had to believe that the God idea had to be better than mine. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Elizabeth B. Appreciate it. Now we're going to open up the lines for sharing. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day. So if you shared on Wednesday or Thursday, please step back, allow others to take part in the meeting. I'll need your first name, first initial of your last name. And
Harlan G.
Rick J.
Okay.
Lisa Joe B.
Lisa Joe B. Hold up.
Roz.
Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. So I was going to say one at a time. So, Harlan. All right, I got Rick.
Lisa,
I got you.
Roz G.
I got Roz. Roz. And
Lisa N.
And I got Lisa N.
Natalie.
Janet B.
Natalie S, I think that was, and Janet B. Who else?
Melissa C.
We got Melissa.
Laurel B.
Laurel. All right, I think that's a pretty good list. That's good for now. So we got Harlan G, Rick J, Lisa Joe B, Roz G, Lisa N, Natalie S, Janet B, Melissa C, and Laurel B. All right, Har, you're up, buddy.
Thanks, Russ. Thank you very much for your service. I'm Harlan G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And I'm in Chicago, Illinois right now, where the air is so horrible, it's a miracle we're not all dead. Anyway, I live in Scottsdale, Arizona, though. Russ, thanks for your service. I got a lot of really good advice, you know, because I was a fat kid. I got advice from when I was 5 years old, and the advice very seldom changed. Push yourself away from the table. Don't eat so much. Go out and play. Run around the block. Drink water before you eat. Keep a picture of something that means something to you on the refrigerator, and you won't eat so much. And you know what that advice was worth? It was worth this. That was how much it was worth to me. And then, and I also had a doctor prescribe me diet pills when I was very young. And again, when I was a little older. But the God idea worked, and it still does work. And it works to the point where way beyond a neutrality around food exists, because the God idea expands my life into not only a place of neutrality, But where I get to know who I am and what makes me tick, and I get to enhance and grow and enhance and grow and enhance and grow the two relationships in my life that are permanent, the one I have with myself and the one I have with God. The two most important days in a person's life, the day they're born and the day they find out why. I was born because I have a responsibility to be of maximum service to God and the people about me. That's why I'm here. Now, before my 3 minutes is up, I want to call attention to something that we're going to talk about Sunday. Tomorrow is the 18th of July, and that means that tomorrow is the 14th anniversary of A Vision for You. And one of the things that I'm grateful that God did was bring about a renaissance of a struggling OA 14 years ago. I didn't discover it 14 years ago, but OA is, in my opinion, the renaissance of OA. I want to take a minute to thank everybody that comes here because you are all my teachers. I want to thank KDF for getting my day off to a great start every day, every weekday. Amy G., Melanie, and Leah. I want to thank everybody who participates, who does service in A Vision for You, because you are saving lives. You are part of that renaissance. You are part of God's most holy service. You are maximizing your service to God and the people about you. Thank you all for coming here every day. Thank you for keeping me company in my mornings. And with that, I will pass so I can go choke to death on the smoke. I'm glad to be here. Thanks, Russ, for your service.
You got it, Har. All right, next up is Rick J., and we hope you don't choke to death. We want you to be around. Rick J.'s up.
Oh, good way to start my day. Good morning, everybody. My name is Rick J. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in North Carolina, and thanks, Russ, for your service. And, yeah, my prayers are going out to you, Harlan, for your lungs there in Chicago. The word God, comes up a lot in the big book, and rightly so. But, it's for me, from my experience, and what really helped me is that it's just words, right? It's just a name, right? The most important concept that I need to keep in mind is, why does this God idea work when nothing else did? And it's already got us there. It's just worded differently. As we're going through step one, where we admit we're powerless over food and our lives are unmanageable. And then step two is this transition that if I'm completely powerless, if I'm beyond human aid, which I've already talked about, then I am ready for a power that's beyond human, which is all my ideas. My ideas did not work. My own willpower did not work. Rick ideas got me nowhere. I was in not recovery, but Rick-covery. And the words power greater than ourselves, power beyond ourselves, it's mentioned in this chapter, 9-10 times. That phrasing. This is the only part of the big book, the only chapter, regarding the steps that does not call out step two. Like, we are now at step two. This is the second step. Every other step is called out somewhere in the big book. This is the only one that does not. But what it does hammer home is that a power greater than ourselves can restore us to sanity. And that question on page 47, we needed to ask ourselves the one short question: do I now believe, or am I even willing to believe, that there is a power greater than myself? As soon as a man can say that he does believe or is willing to believe, we emphatically assure him that he is on his way. So that's the God idea. It's just the power greater than myself idea. And of course, in step three, and later on in step 11, they are careful to include that as we understood him. You know, this is about our understanding. What we have, what I have to understand is that I cannot do this on human power, on my power. I have nothing. If I've gotten to that point, then everything else is just kind of slips into place. Just I just set aside the words,
time,
the wording, and set aside everything I thought I know. And with that, I pass.
Thanks, Rick. Next up is Lisa Jo B, followed by Roz G.
Thank you so much. This is Lisa Jo B in Denver, Colorado. Thank you for your service and for all the shares. Start here, solving their problems. Spirit of the universe, our ideas didn't work, but God's idea did. Ideas, God's ideas, plural. My scheme, my plans, my perception, basically I'm like a blind woman when I rely upon myself. I make bad, poor choices. I stumble and fall on my own efforts. In the disease, which unfortunately I've been in recently, I can't hear God. So I have to force myself to connect to others, to have reliance on God through others, through recovered folks, through their sacred experience, strength, and hope. Now, the disease wants to silence me, isolate me, convince me I'm not useful to anyone, that I can't contribute to the stream of life, that I'm useless. So I've had to force myself to speak up because the disease, it sews my lips shut so that I can't speak, and I'm just stuck in my head. So, I always think that I've been abandoned when I'm in the disease, that folks in relapse, are so lost and so much stuck in a lie that all your recovered folks may be the only glimmer of hope for them, for me, in the midst of absolute misery. I'm on day one. I am feeling the strength and glimmers of hope to step two. This step one experience is raw, has brought me to buckling down to my knees in desperation, in absolute misery, in bondage of self. That, I've been through a lot in the past month, and I've used that as an excuse to stay in the food. And it's just made matters 1,000 times worse. It's like the equivalent of having someone nail a long nail into my coffin, and I don't want to die, and I'm not ready, and I've got a lot to contribute. And I want to thank everybody on this line hearing my voice, because you make a difference. You accept my calls. I can put myself out for service no matter where I'm at, and you calling me and picking up the phone when I call saves lives. So thank you, everyone, and have a great day.
Thank you, Lisa Jo B from Colorado. Next up is Roz G from California. I know that. Followed by Lisa.
Hi, Russ.
Hi, Roz.
All right. Good morning. Hi, everybody. My name is Roz G. I'm a compulsive overeater. Thank you, God, that I am recovered. And it's, of course, it's by God's grace, but I would like to just say thank you to Vision for You. What I saw in this meeting, I've been in Overeaters Anonymous for 22 years and been to many, many types of meetings over the years. But to be honest, I have to say that this is a meeting is where I got abstinent and where I have been able to, with God's grace, live an abstinent life because of the shares. Now, this is not a Zoom meeting. I don't see people's faces. And there was no Zoom when, you know, well, there was, but it was in the colleges. It wasn't all over the world because of COVID and stuff. But I heard the voices, very strong shares. There was a group of people that shared every single day, which, you know, I guess after a while it got on people's nerves to hear the same people. But you know what? That core group of people helped me a lot. And I heard very strong messages of recovery in their voices. And not all of them share the same religious experience that I do. And they had the God idea. They didn't have the church idea. They had the God idea. And they had a strong anchor of recovery based upon the principles of this book. And I really didn't get that from any other meeting, maybe one other. All the other meetings I went to, people were sharing about readings from other, like from daily readers or from 12 and 12. And while I learned a lesson, or I learned something or I got something out of it, I did not understand that I had an obsession of the mind coupled with the phenomenon of craving. I did not understand that. I did not understand that the most important thing in my life was a relationship with God. I did, but not, I just didn't get it. Overeaters Anonymous brought me to God in a way deeper way, and I have to accredit this meeting to that. So while this meeting is a faction of OA and it's all Overeaters Anonymous, the Vision for You meetings really, really solidified my recovery, which was through the power of God. All the ideas that I tried in the past, which I talk about just about every day with, you know, in some meeting or some sponsee or whatever.
That's fine.
Nothing of that worked, but the God idea did. Thank you, and I pass.
Thanks, Roz. Appreciate you. All right, before Lisa N. jumps up and shares, let me let you know where we're at if you came on the meeting a little late. So we're in We Agnostics, page 52, third paragraph, starting with, when we saw others solve their problems, ending with, but the God idea did. All right, Lisa, you're up.
Thank you so much, Russ. For your service and everybody on the meeting today, wonderful shares. Lisa N., recovered by God's grace and mercy in Wisconsin. And I'm coughing here too. So when we saw others solve their problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, well, I already believed in God, but I never relied on God. So there's a difference. And when I went to my first OA meeting, that was in 2010 or 11, I went there thinking it was the oddest place and it was the oddest. People were nice and they were kind, but it was just an odd vibe. I didn't get it. I had never been to anything like it before. And I mainly just went, you know, to lose weight. And so it was a strange meeting. And I listened to people and I was confused because a lot of them were overweight. And yet they spoke of God. And I was like, well, I'm not going to lose weight here. It doesn't seem, I don't know. I got panicky. And so then I stayed and sometimes I'd go, sometimes I wouldn't. Sometimes I'd be in the car at night and I'd think, how did I get here? I'm on my way to a meeting. And it was just odd. I knew it was God, but I didn't really understand the whole process. And I heard this lady speaking, and she wasn't overweight. She was a bigger lady, but she wasn't overweight. And she talked about the program and how it saved her life. And I just listened to her, and I focused on her. Her shares were always different. And I asked her to help me, and she gave me 30 questions to do. It wasn't the big book. In fact, she said, I said, I don't have that book. And she said, you don't need it, which is interesting because honestly, I guess if you're working with, you're willing and you're working with a higher power, that's the main thing, right? But anyway, after 30 days of working with her, doing what she told me and relying carefully for each meal on my higher power and each moment, I saw results at the end of the 30 days. And I hadn't been thinking about food. It was crazy. I knew then it was different and I had to rely on God. I had to talk to him. I had to write down what I was doing. I had to communicate with him in my heart, my mind, and with others. And it was a huge change. And God, the God idea worked for me. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much for letting me share.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. Next up is Natalie S., followed by Janet B.
Hi, thank you. This is Natalie S. in Indiana. And when I've been in OA for about 4 years and am too grateful for vision and grateful for a person that got me into this program and pointed me directly to that. Unlike the lead share, I wasn't defiant towards God. I was very compliant. And I did all the things I was told when I was growing up. And yet, you know, I mean, I went through the religious practices, I got confirmed and did all that. But I didn't do it because I did. I remember at times just doing it because that's what I was told to do, because I wanted to follow the rules. And at some point along the way, what happened was I became really angry because the people that had told me to comply, even though I wanted to feel invisible, and so I turned to our addiction, but, you know, restriction, and I wanted to show everybody how to do it. I became very selfish and egotistical and very self-righteous. And I don't know exactly when that happened, but as I look back, I can see points in my life where I just got angrier and angrier and angrier. And in my disease, I turned it towards myself. And the longer it went for 40 some years, it became severe restriction and severe overexercise. And it wasn't until several years ago when I first came in, and it's progressed to the point where, you know, God, I'm a slow learner, and God has showed me and leveled me to the point where he just takes things away. And what I'm learning is that through these steps and this program, that the simple idea of God is something that I can't even imagine, to the point at which it's not just me that he cares about, but he works two or three things for my good that I don't even know at the time. And one that I don't like is that I have this medical diagnosis now that got me out of two part-time jobs that were becoming too physical for me. And yet only several, you know, a few days ago, after I've been dealing with this for several weeks, has he shown me that without a medical diagnosis, I would have had to quit, and that would have created all sorts of issues. So I just want to encourage people that it's the relationship that you develop with God through these steps that not only leads to recovery day by day by day, doing just step 1, 2, 3, 4 through 12 as best as you can, and getting yourself up when you fall to say, okay, I'll try again, because at least my God is very forgiving and wants to build those relationships back, because at the heart of it all, that's what he wants.
That's
he wants our hearts to love and serve. Sorry about that. Thanks so much, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Natalie. Next up is Janet B., followed by Melissa C.
Good morning, Russ. Good morning, everyone. This is Janet B., recovered compulsive eater in North Carolina. As we solve our problems by a simple reliance upon the spirit of the universe, right, the God idea work. Well, I always believed in God, and that got me nowhere, because it doesn't say belief alone is enough. I have to rely on him. And what does that mean? So I just think about page 63, where it gives us like a really cool conditional promise. It says he, God, provides what we need if I do two things, keep close to him and perform his work well. So it's not enough I believe in him. I always believed in him, and I just did whatever the heck I wanted to. But now it says that I have to perform his work well. And what is his work? To be helpful, to be kind. Once I get through the steps, to sponsor other people through the steps and keep close to him. I love that. That says God wants to be close to me. You know, and they say our ideas don't work, but the God idea did. And then, you know, they talk about right after that, the Wright brothers, their almost childish faith that they could like build this airplane was the mainspring of their accomplishment. I always think that's crazy, because I would have thought the mainspring of their accomplishment was their mathematical ability, or they know quantum physics or whatever you need to know to do that. But they're saying, no, our faith, our belief, their belief that they could build an airplane is what kind of caused it to happen. That's crazy. And our step two tells us that we have to come to believe that God can restore us to sanity. Why do we even have to believe that? Because our faith, our belief that God can restore us to sanity is the mainspring that causes it. It's like a catalyst, that it's like when God hears me pray, God, I need help, and I believe only you can help me. He answers. He responds to that. Faith is currency in the spiritual world. So my faith and my trying to do what I think he wants and staying close to him, that is all I need to do for him to take the food obsession. And how blessed are we that we get this program that teaches us how to do it. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Janet. Janet B. from North Carolina. Now we got Melissa C. from New York, followed by Laurel B.
Hey, good morning, Ross. Thanks so much for your service. I'm Melissa C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I'm in New York. And you know, I mean, the paragraph before, we're reading the bedevilments, and then we're talking, you know, okay, so if you don't want to live, for me, I read this and I think, okay, if I don't want to live in the bedevilments, because the bedevilments are what I get when I'm the manager. You know, that's the, those are the consequences of my management. And so what's the solution, right? It's a simple reliance on God. And I think, well, what do I really have to rely on God for? Like, and in the beginning, it really was just to keep me from eating. Like, you know, that was the only thing I could, when I came here, I could not stop eating. I mean, and it was crazy. I had all the information. I knew what I shouldn't be eating. I believed I had intelligence and willpower, but reliance on myself, I couldn't put the food down. And then, of course, I was trying to manage everything else in my life and failing. So a simple reliance on God started with, yes, relying on God to help me remain abstinent. But I think simple reliance means, what do I rely on God for? Like, it, when something is simple, it means there's not like a whole bunch of different solutions for one thing, right? My simple reliance means that I rely on God for everything, you know, for my own strength, for my control, and I trust God to give me guidance, you know, and then to provide for me, to give me provision. And he does that with people. And, you know, it is a daily, it's a daily decision. And it's a daily, for me, it's a daily way of living. It's a daily lifestyle that when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to bring my worries and my decisions to him first. And that's really our directions begin to tell us that. You know, I wake up in the morning, I got life. You know, I recovered. I'm at a normal, healthy body weight, yada, yada, yada. Life did not stop being lifey. You know, I got a current, you know, if you want to sit still long enough, I'll tell you all my problems. But I have one real, you know, solution that can listen to all my problems. So I bring my worries and my decisions to him first. I surrender my need to control, and then I rest in the peace that God has my best interest in heart. And, you know, it sounds crazy that that's the solution to stop eating and live abstinently, but the truth is, it is. You know, and what brought that was I saw other people who lived this way of life, and they told me it was the reliance on God that did it for them. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks.
Thanks, Melissa. Next up is Laurel B., and then we'll take another list. Should be able to get five or six.
Morning, Russ. This is Laurel from Wakanda, Illinois. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, and I spell my name L-A-U-R-Y-L. Okay, I adopted my faith at an early age, but I didn't understand the power of it until I came to OA. Surely the God of the universe had better things to do than concern himself with my problems. But when I came into OA, I found myself forced to rely on this power greater than myself. This power I had considered more of an invisible friend, but now I needed to rely on this power. At first it was difficult, but I followed directions and made a habit of daily meditation and prayer. But what really increased my faith was seeing the program work in the lives of others, especially my sponsor. It's easier to have faith when I'm confident that I'm on the right path, which is relying on God. So the God idea did work for me. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
All right, Laurel, thank you very much. And we're going to open up the lines for Sharon again. We should be able to take about five right now.
Charles H.
Okay, we have Charles.
Maggie A.
Maggie.
Cheryl L.
Cheryl.
Penny C.
All right, there.
Where are we?
Who
Where are we?
Hold on. Don't interrupt, please. I'll let you know. Who else? All right. So we're in We Agnostics, page 52, third paragraph. And it's when we saw others solve their problems, and it ends with, but the God idea worked. But the guy did. Sorry about that. All right. We got four. Let's try, I think.
I'll jump in, Russ. Cheryl A.
Go ahead. All right. Sure. We got Cheryl A. Let's see if we can get everybody. You know me and my math skills. All right. Charles H., Maggie A., Cheryl L., Penny C., Cheryl A. Charles, you're up, bro.
Thank you, Russ. I wanted to fall in line because I don't want no smoke with you, bro. You seem like, you feel me? yo, my guy, he's doing an amazing job. You know, shares are great, but they're not going to get me recovered. You know, people talking and, you know, that's not going to get me to action. My disease is going to get me. My disease is my solution on a daily basis to realize that I ain't got it together, right? Like, this paragraph takes me to page 62. First of all, Charles, I personalized it. You got to quit playing God. I was playing God up in here, right? The first Vision for You convention, I was in my my hotel room, we were so fly in Virginia Beach, binging on hamburgers and ketchup. And now today I'm a vegan. What happened between that convention and today? Experience happened. The God idea works, however you call it. You know, God with skin, group of drunks. Yeah, I don't have nothing profound to say. Like, when I shut the hell up and I got the hell out, I started following instructions in this book. It don't matter, right? These instructions work. And I use other literature, and I've matured to the point that I don't have to belittle other literature or mention other literature in a meeting that doesn't utilize those literatures. But I don't have to poo-poo on it, right? The God idea works. God, you know, the God idea gives me maturity, allow people to be who they are, and even if they don't, even if they try to go there with me, I bring God with me and be like, you know what? God, help me to set aside what I think I know about this person for a new experience. I don't know what you need. I just know that the God idea works. The instructions in this book works, and it don't stop. It keeps it green. The person on the line, you know, because there's a lot of people on the line that think they're going to get zapped, and it's not going to happen. God is a gentleman. He's not going where he's not wanted, and it's okay with that, and I'm all right with that, and with that, I pass.
All right, Charles. Thanks, bro. Next up is Maggie A, followed by Cheryl L.
Hello, this is Maggie A from Massachusetts, and thank you for your service. And I'm so grateful for this amazing program in which I believe God is the author. And so for me, I knew I needed to be convinced that I needed help, and then I needed to believe. And then, like what this paragraph says, I need to simply rely upon a God, my creator. And I'm finding more and more that it really is simple. You know, it might not seem it. My mind wants to complicate everything. But if I just take it one step at a time, and not let myself get overwhelmed by looking ahead what I might need to do later or what I might want, because it's not my wants that I need to focus on. It's my needs. And in focusing on those needs, I find that I don't want all these other things. It's kind of ironic, but just trying to take it one day at a time and one step at a time, and believe in this loving creator that will help me along my way with all you fellows. So thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thanks, Maggie. Next up is Cheryl L, followed by Penny C. I think Penny may be our last one. So let's see what happens.
Hi, good morning. This is Cheryl L from Florida. Thank you, Russ, for chairing the meeting this morning. Thank you for all the beautiful shares. You know, simple reliance. You know, I've heard it said that this is a simple program for complicated people, and that certainly has been the story for me. What does it mean for me when I am relying on a power greater than myself? It means that I'm actively trusting. I have to take those actions every day that connect me to the God of my understanding. You know, I have to start my day with admitting that I don't know. You know, I tried so many different ways to you know, control the food, and really, you know, my own self-sufficiency got me into a world of trouble. You know, I have to spend time in prayer every day, and I have to immerse myself, you know, in this program, and this has become a real foundation of my recovery, is expressing gratitude. You know, yesterday I had a really, really, really tough day, you know, a lot of emotions surfacing for me. A lot of stuff is coming up for me right now. And yet at the end of the day, I was still able to develop a beautiful gratitude list to send off to, you know, my sponsors and to those I sponsor and friends in the program. And, you know, when people respond to that and say, oh, it sounds like a wonderful day. Well, yeah, it was a wonderful day because I didn't have to pick up food over my emotions. And then I've learned that if I reach out and I grab the hand of a fellow, and because I do believe that God works through people, you know, God with skin on, other friends that I keep in close contact with, you know, the ones that I walk with, the ones that I talk with, you know, I spend time with, and the ones that I share with, you know, truly, truly share what's going on inside of me. Not just, oh, everything's fine, and yeah, the house construction and all of this, you know, the surface stuff, but really, really what's going on inside of me, that that God works through those people. You know, so today I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I have a network. I'm grateful that I have God with skin on. I'm grateful that I have a God that I can trust and rely on to provide all that I need, not necessarily all that I want. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So I believe Penny C is going to be our last share today. Sorry about that, Cheryl.
I thank you, Russ.
Next. All right. No problem. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And good morning, everybody. I'm Penny C, a recovered compulsive overeater from the Boston area, otherwise known as Red Sox Nation. I knew you'd like that, Russ. this whole idea of, you know, the God idea working. Just 2 days ago, I received a text. We've been texting a lot and talking from a sponsee of 10 years ago who actually heard my special edition and called me, and we've become close friends. She lives in one of the Carolinas now. And she was struggling with who the God of her understanding was at the time. And after, you know, going through the steps and practicing the steps, not only did she, you know, cease her bulimia and got well, but she, you know, she had the God power in her life. In fact, she returned to the religion of her youth. And 2 years ago this month, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And, you know, she's been through 100 different treatments, so many infusions, trials, and they're not working. And so I got the message from her that she's thanking everybody for their prayers, and she's still, you know, believing that you know, she's in the hands of God. And one sentence that I'll never forget that she said was that with all this going on and they're looking for another trial, but she knows that that's very improbable. The one sentence I'm going to live by is, my faith gives me peace. My faith gives me peace. And that's just what I know for me, never put it into words, but my faith in a power greater than myself that I call God, and I honor anybody else's understanding of God and whatever they call their higher power. But my understanding, the God of my understanding, yeah, when I truly, truly feel the presence of God in my life, my faith gives me peace. And she says that she is healing. Even though her body is deteriorating, she is healing because she has that peace of mind. And it touched me, so I wanted to share that, and I'll pass. Thank you.
Thanks, Penny. And thank you to everyone who shared and did service today. for this meeting. We wouldn't be able to do it without everybody. And so please stick around for second hour of study. It's going to be unrecorded after the closing. And today's the share ID for today, Friday, July 17th, 2026, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,642. That's 23642. And then, so we're going to close with a reading from the big book on page 164. Jane S. is going to read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only to keep you until then, and then we'll pray the serenity prayer. Jane, star one.
Oh, sorry. Thank you, everyone, for your service in Russ. This is Jane S. from New Hampshire, recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you surely will meet to some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.